Let me call to order the Monday, April 1st meeting of the Transportation Committee of Mount Pleasant Town Council. Our agenda is before us. Item number one is approval of the minutes of the March 4th meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Public comments. Name, address, and 2 minutes, please.
George Freeman, 1450 Bowman Road. I'm also director of the community activity for the CAGE organization, and that's one of the reasons I'm here. Some time ago, our organization worked with the Six Mile community and Stephen Hoyer with the Liberty Hill Farm project in Six Mile. One of the reasons why we supported that project is that it was about the roundabout that was going to be built on Rifle Range Road that would have four sides to it, where there would be a road going into the future park. It's come to our attention that that circle is going to be three sides now, and that gives us great concern, because the reason we fought for that circle is because if that circle doesn't have the four sides of traffic going, I guess, north, then that traffic from the Liberty Hill Farm subdivision is going to come back into the Six Mile community, and that was what we were preventing, and that's why the community, as well as our organization, went along with the Liberty Farm project. If we knew this was going to occur, we would not have been in favor of that project, because this is going to create a traffic problem in the Six Mile community, which we've been trying to prevent. Because ever since the Oyster Point subdivision was built, we've been concerned about any additional traffic coming to that intersection. And the whole purpose for that roundabout was to get traffic to come from the other location other than this intersection at Six Mile and Rifle Range Road. Well, our recommendation would be that you would continue to put the four-side circle in, and that you would put a temporary road into that area so that we could have a passive park, so that people could use the park right now, and in the future then you could build a road as if needed. But that would be a good reason to still put that side there so that the citizens can use the park right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Anyone else? Before we close, public comments. All right, that concludes item number two on the agenda. Item three is budget review for fiscal year 2020. Turn it over to staff.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the committee, good afternoon.
I don't think your mic is on.
You know, it says it's on, but there was some adjustments made earlier. And I'll just
no problem.
Speak loud. It's fine. I'll just speak up. I'll go ahead, sir, if it's okay. Members
Absolutely.
Of the committee, deliver some of the highlights. There's significant things to talk about in transportation as far as capital. You know what I think all of them are already. But as far as the operating budget side of things, we're proposing the budget to remain flat overall. We have increases in there that you've heard about already today, 4% average for pay for performance, 1% for mandatory retirement. The largest deduct comes out of contractual services, and that is that we've had a construction liaison position that's been helping us on Coleman and some other projects that we don't believe we'll need going forward once some of these projects that are in sort of more dense areas come to completion. We do have, though, other notable expenses are $24,000, which is an increase to our contract for traffic light maintenance. And we do have some money, $60,000, in fact, to revise our QRS and impact assessment process. It's a rewrite of the ordinance. We need to look at it, make some adjustments, and explore it some more, trying to make it current and up to date. Let's see. We no longer have expenses associated with the long-range transportation plan. That was some time back. And then our capital items, which begin on 175. Those are our big capital items, a smaller maintenance project that we have every year. That's noteworthy is $1 million is proposed in this budget being sent for pavement preservation. So maintaining the roads that we already have is in here at $1 million funding level. But going towards CIP on 175, I can get there myself. Let's see. First is the Park West Boulevard widening project. And with this current and with the proposed fiscal year, we're adding more money to that project to make it complete. So we'll be ready with just under $9.7 million to be able to construct that project.
How much are we adding?
We are adding, sir, $1.4 in total to what's currently there now.
That'll make the whole Park West widening project $9.7 million. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. In addition to that, we are adding, and this was planned addition of money over time for the U.S. 17 and Rifle Range Road Connector. That's formerly that Long Point Extension project. And this year is proposed to add just over $2.5 million. We have another allocation plan for the next fiscal year. But in total, when it's complete, we'll have just under $10.5 million for that project. And we feel that is adequate. Of course, with these things, especially these days, you never really know for sure. We do our best at having cost estimates prepared throughout the course of the project with contractors and other reputable firms so that we go into it thinking we have a good number. But you never know until you bid it. The next page, 177, has Billy Swales 4B. And there's a proposed allocation of $1.451 million. And this is the last allocation to Billy Swales. And that project total will be just over $14 million. And, you know, we're...
That's from inception.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's correct.
So a lot of that's already...
Yep.
Okay.
These are already active projects. Patriots Point Gateway, that's the intersection of Coleman, McGrath, Darby, Patriots Point. 2.3 is proposed to be added to that project this year, and that'll complete the funding, we believe. It brings us in at about $8.7 million for that project. And then there's stuff, Shem Creek Bike Lanes.
Councilman Bustos has a question real quick.
Sir, I'm sorry, Eric. You know, when we were moving Patriots Point Boulevard for the museum, and we put money in to move that road, and in that was the roundabout or the entrance into Patriots Point. Do we still need to do that to that scale?
Make sure I'm understanding the question. The original allocation by council for the widening of Patriots Point Boulevard did not include that intersection improvement.
Correct.
Okay.
What I'm saying, though, is does that entrance of McGrath, Darby, and Coleman and all that intersection, does it need to be as large as...
Yes.
It was planned?
Yes, sir. Because really the museum would have been just one component of what is going to be a much larger project in that area. Mr. Bennett's project, presumably whatever comes of that, as well as other developments in the area that are ongoing right now, is going to make that,
right,
that's being designed, the appropriate concept.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
On that same project, is the developer subject to impact fees or anything that's going to contribute to, because they're contributing to the traffic? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, they're not exempt under anything I'm aware of. And so, but what happens is when they pay their impact fee, it goes into the greater transportation.
But aren't there two types of impacts on transportation where if you have a direct impact on something that you have to pick that up?
That's correct.
So then are they doing that?
Well,
we're building it preemptively ahead of their need.
Yeah, and there's other things coming online right now that this project's got to get going. And, you know, we expect they're going to have a fairly substantial transportation impact fee on the greater impact fee side that we'll be able to use towards other transportation projects. Presumably some of it will funnel back into this improvement at that intersection. And, of course, you add in what they're going to be paying in lieu of taxes for the duration of the project. I mean, we can't hold on the improvement until they are ready. So, you know, I mean, they could pay in something, but I don't suspect it would be that substantial.
Well, can we seek that out?
Well, they're going to have to give us all their plans, and then we're going to have to assess it, and what we can assess – from what we know, we will. But other than that, I'm not confident we'll be able to carve out a substantial portion that will free up money.
Okay.
The project may come in more expensive.
Okay.
So if we can get something from them, that'll be...
Didn't interchange, I mean, it's $8.7 million for one intersection. What's the cost factor on that? Can transportation chime in on that, maybe?
Yeah, it's the improvement is defined by the Waterfront Gateway Sector Plan, which was completed a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of that plan was to comprehensively look at all the development within, excuse me, Patriots Point. So it made assumptions on all the remaining land uses that were to be developed, what the trip generation was, so that the town could plan for more than just one development and all the development. So that was the basis for the sizing up of the intersection, meaning how many turn lanes we're going to need, how long those turn lanes would be, those types of things.
So it's an expansion. It's not an overpass.
Correct. It's not an interchange. It's a yes, sir. But to answer your question, it's just a intersection improvement, no grade separation.
Okay, thank you.
So, sir,
Mr. Brimmer?
Yeah, and this may actually be one of those rare opportunities where we are being proactive on the infrastructure instead of waiting for the development to be there and then having to scrape money later on. So it's nice to see that we're starting to look forward on these kind of projects. The one question I did have is the 1.2 or 1.3 million that was set aside for the road movement of Patriots Point Boulevard.
Correct.
Is that money going here, or is it just gone into the greater fund?
We have.
What's the plan? I guess
we have no recommendation. I think it'll be up to council at the appropriate time for y'all to discuss what you'd like to do with that money.
Well, it's not been allocated anywhere. Still sitting where it was.
Still sitting there, okay. And it will not go anywhere until y'all say so.
Great.
So just finishing up, I had mentioned the pavement preservation for that. That's not one of the larger projects, but the maintenance projects. And then there's bus shelters and money for sidewalk construction, radar upgrades, signal detection, intersection improvements, MassDOM upgrades. I mean, there's for a smaller department with few individuals, there is a lot going on in the transportation department. And unless there are any more questions, we'd love a supportive motion to Budget Commission.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the Transportation Department operating expenditures as well as their capital and maintenance expenditures as presented.
We have a motion, and we have a second. Discussion? I have one. I don't know if it's a question or a concern. We are all aware of the construction fatigue of Coleman Boulevard. And no sooner are we going to finish it on one end of Coleman, the eastern end, we're going to start it on the western end. What's the anticipated length of this? I mean, it's like orange barrels, you know, just migrating west.
I believe at this point it's probably going to be a 18 to 24-month project. But
that's the intersection project?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be an 18-month project for sure. Waterworks has some significant utilities to relocate. It'll be a big one. It's a big intersection project.
And when do we anticipate that beginning?
Sometime in 2021, late 2020. I've got it up here in the updates. We can look at that when we get to it.
Okay.
The schedule is in the updates, but it's around 2020. Complete design, I think, later this year.
Okay.
And then buy right away and then go to construction.
Okay.
So maybe 2 years of no orange barrels until...
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir.
Would you anticipate, is Coleman right there at Patriots Point Boulevard, it's a roundabout, is that going to close completely Coleman for some amount of time?
No, sir.
Okay.
We could not do that. Yeah. So and that's what makes some of these projects get fairly complicated. And as far as traffic flow and traffic maintenance, is we have to maintain the traffic, and that kind of complicates things. But there's going to be the only closures you'd have would be nighttime closures of that location.
I just wanted to know in case I have to move.
Joe, I'll rent you a room out in my house. $150 a night.
Hey.
All right. We have a
parking place.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion before we vote? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
You want to talk about some project updates?
Yes, please.
Okay, so on Coleman Boulevard, most of the month of March was spent coordinating for the bridge run and trying to get the project ready for that. We've completed stage one. Stage two is pretty much complete, with except for a few landscaping and lighting locations. The contractor has moved into stage three, which is the median construction. As part of that coordination, the contractor decided to delay the construction of the medians between Simmons Street and Mill Street until after the bridge run, so that area would not be under construction. And then the final completion date is scheduled for December, but we think we're going to have everything wrapped up by late summer, have the project paved out and ready to go. So
I don't think anyone will object.
I know. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Do you need a motion?
The US 17 to Rifle Range Road Connector, formerly known as Long Point Extension, we're still in the design phase on this project. We're currently analyzing intersection design at 17 and Billy's Wales and Rifle Range Road. This is the Patriots Point Gateway project. There's the schedule. Complete design and permitting in July of 2020, and then construct the project between July 2020 and December 2021. So it's an 18-month project. Waterworks has their design is ongoing. They have a big force main that has to be relocated, among other utilities. And we've submitted our design exception, and SCDOT is currently reviewing our right-of-way plans, which are a level of plans that you can use to start buying right-of-way for the project. And that's kind of where we are with that project. Billy Swales 4B, we are trying to schedule our second public meeting. We're trying to push for April 30th at Lang Middle School. We're just waiting on the school district to confirm that site so that we can kind of wrap up the NEPA process on this and move into the final design phase.
It seems like we've been talking about this project for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there any way that this project, and I know NEPA has to work through, but is there any way that this could be expedited more quickly through design build or some other way here? It seems like it's been a very long process to get where we are. And have we explored any other possibilities for?
At this point, we have agreements with SCDOT as far as how the road is going to be procured. It is the design bid build process. I don't know if we could kind of change at this point. We're pretty much into the design phase. As soon we're going to be submitting the NEPA document, hopefully in June. Not sure how long it'll take to review that, but I mean we're going to be under construction probably sometime in late 2020, in a year from now. So.
One of the things that I will note, and we haven't really talked a whole lot about, is on this NEPA process. It was longer than the town would have desired because, and this sounds a little bit crazy, but the DOT was, because they have to cover every single aspect of a possibility and alternatives, was asking questions like, well, can you widen Rifle Range Road in lieu of this? Can you widen US 17 in lieu of this, even though it's the last connector, last piece in a segment? But nonetheless, that speaks a little bit to the federal process that we have to go through. And so that took us a little longer to get through that traffic analysis. So, but once we get the right-of-way, we only have like 15. But that's relatively small. and most of the property is ours, so it should move pretty quickly.
So turning dirt by next summer is the plan?
Hopefully.
Beginning? Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Shin Creek Bridge bike lanes. Is James here? Is that good? Okay. Yeah. DOT still got the plans. They're reviewing the plans. We're trying to get that going so we can tie in the bike lanes, all the bike lanes on Coleman. And this is the big one, Park West Boulevard widening. We're moving into the bid and construction phase. We're going to advertise on Wednesday. Bids will be due in May, and we will be bringing a recommendation to the Bids and Purchase Committee in June and issue a notice to proceed in late June, and that will be an 18-month project as well. So we're looking forward to getting that one going. All-American Boulevard, design and permitting is also ongoing, and that's it for my updates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a couple things, and if for the next committee meeting, No parking areas in the old village. You know, what is it, 15 feet, 12 feet, 20 feet from the corner back, that there's no parking for an intersection?
I think it's 25 feet. 20 or 25 feet is the ordinance.
Yeah.
From stop sign.
If we could, because there are cars that park right up to the corners, especially down the old part of Mount Pleasant. And, you know, we had that problem with around the boulevard, and putting up signs fixed that, but I don't know how we put up signs or paint the curbs and the pavement. But if we could go through and do that, because sometimes you have to weave around cars just to walk on the sidewalk, if we could look at that. And the second thing is, and this is just one to think about, there's a bit of proliferation of golf carts in some of the areas. And that may not be a bad thing, because they take up less room, they don't burn gas, and they're convenient. So, you know, if we could look at what the rules are, I don't think we have any rules. I think the state has rules. But, you know, if there was some way to encourage the use of golf carts, especially in an area like the old part of Mount Pleasant where it's low traffic and, you know, they're convenient for people. And like I said, that just takes more cars off the street. If there's something we can look at, I don't think we have anything on the books right now, but perhaps if y'all could look at that, and the answer may be that's in the too hard box. I don't know. But I lived in Peachtree City before I retired, and people just literally park their cars on the weekend. But they've done things around the town to encourage them. And perhaps we could look at that. I think there might be something there.
I've had one request from somebody that as you're approaching where the lanes merge to go up on the Ravenel Bridge, that the merge signs, the limbs might be in the way, and people aren't seeing that, and then they see the warning sign. So if somebody just check on that, I think it's just a limb trimming exercise. Got an email about that the other day. Appreciate it.
Coleman? On the Coleman?
No, seven on Johnny Dodds, okay. Headed towards the Ravenel Bridge, right in that area, right near the hotels. Yeah.
And just one comment, if I may.
Absolutely.
This was something I asked the mayor about bringing up next month, but I've been approached by many residents, actually, on 41, asking about these current speed limits and whether they could be looked at by the DOT to be adjusted for the two new signals that have gone up here recently and also the new bridge. The current speed limits in that area ranges from 35 to 55, which would have been fine 10 years ago, but the development up there now is, I think, requiring a different look. I've been informed by our transportation staff that's already been initiated. And so for the folks who are listening to this, just know that is under review, and if it's appropriate to ask for a lower speed limit, that I'm sure that will take place. So it is on our radar and being addressed. Thank you, guys.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just in response to that, Mr. Brimmer, I don't think everybody's in favor of slowing down 41. It's pretty slow to begin with. You know, the two lights already are causing some angst about the timing, the signal synchronization. And Lowe's had one put up through the DOT overnight. Apparently they called the governor's office and got that done. Now there's another one real close together. It puts three signals very close together, and they need to be timed or else it's going to be a disaster with them backing up to the next signal. So is that something that we handle, or is...
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I think the concern was, number one, coming off the bridge is still 35 miles an hour, and nobody is coming off that bridge at 35 miles an hour. They're coming down at 55 miles an hour, and just given the amount of traffic coming out of Dunes West and now the new intersection, that section is currently 55 miles an hour, which is insane when you've got lights every mile or so. So just to review, having DOT look at that and see if those are still appropriate speeds, and if not, maybe adjusting those appropriately.
Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? Anything else?